Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact-seeker and a truth-teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Lewis, we can't prove she did it. We can't do that to Samantha.
Harvey, I don't like this any more than you do, but the best way to protect Samantha now is to control the narrative.
You mean prove it without proving it and hope that appeases Faye. Well, once we get Samantha back on the stand, she's just going to take the fifth.
And that won't appease Faye.
And that just leaves me, which is not happening.
That leaves us with Mike.
Lewis, he's Samantha's lawyer. He's bound by privilege.
Not according to Kern versus California, he's not. But he is smart enough to let us ask the questions Faye wants, give us the answers we need, and not say anything to ruin Samantha.
I am not putting Mike through that ringer. He did this for me, and...
And what?
You know what? We wouldn't be in this boat if someone hadn't slipped them that shit. So help me, if it was you.
Me? You were the one who got it in the first place.
No, I didn't. I got it from Donna, and she got it from Alex, and... Son of a bitch. It was him.
It wasn't Alex. It was me.
What did you just say?
Lewis said he wanted Samantha to get a win. And I thought you'd be happy.
I don't give a shit what you thought. You don't do something like that without running it by me, unless you're a fucking idiot.
Harvey.
I'm not an idiot. I was giving you plausible deniability while helping our friends.
No, you were ruining the deal we made with Faye.
I didn't know, and I wouldn't have done anything if you had just kept me in the loop.
Keep you in the loop? You're lucky I'm not firing you.
Don't you talk to me like that. I am a senior partner.
Yeah, and I'm going against two of my closest friends. I am doing all of this while my mother just died, and I can't even talk to the one guy who could understand what the hell I'm going through. So, I don't give a shit if you're a senior partner or not.
Suits Season 9, Episode 9 is over. And if you're ready to hear us talk about Thunder Away, then Suits yourself. I'm Rob Sestrino, back here with a guy who I would be so honored to someday present the Golden Globe with. It's Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
Rob, on this side of the shark, I'm doing okay. You know, we've jumped it and we're just vibing it out for these last two episodes. We're here. The penultimate episode of Suits. We did it.
We did it. Only one more Suits episode to go. And this does feel like a two-part finale.
It does. It does. Okay, it does. It does. But also, this is ridiculous. This case is ridiculous.
Yep.
This doesn't make any sense. Why are we doing this?
Yep. September 18th, 2019. I'm trying to see, did they air both in one night? No, they aired over the course of 2 weeks. And maybe like our most like implausible, like improbable case that we've ever done. of Lewis and Harvey, after all this, are representing Faye because Faye says, if you win this case, then I won't report you to the bar and I'll go away. So and all you have to do for me is just beat Mike.
Just beat Mike and Samantha. And now we have an in-house civil war here on ZSLWW.
But a very manufactured one.
Fake. Faye just came up with this today. She just woke up. She's like, you know what? Let's play. Let's play a little game. All Faye had to do was just leave. That's all she had to do was leave. All right, Samantha's. Yeah.
And that
me.
Was the plot of Captain America: Civil War, right? Where it was just like that. They just like Iron Man had to just like beat Captain America just so that then all the bad guys would just go away.
Yeah, just leave. Which is like, if you beat me, then I'll just call off all the dogs. That's all. This is absurd. And I know I said the episode of Lewis walking around dressed like Harvey is my least favorite episode of Suits. This is in the running. This is in the running for, like, I was just like, I was so underwhelmed by all of it. The stakes don't feel high at all. They just don't. Because, you know, we've seen people about to go to jail. We've seen people like murders and lives and are hanging in the balance. And this is just Samantha wants her job back. And Faye
I don't
wants-
even think that Samantha gets her job back. I think this is just for Faye to leave.
It's just for Faye to leave. Well, she said she's suing her for wrongful termination. I'm assuming that she... Yeah, is it just for Faye to leave? You like, and then we lose Katrina. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. What are we doing now? I'm very confused as
to
what this is.
I don't want to complain too much. I think it's fair to note here, like, what the hell is going on here? How is this even happening? But, like, I think we just have to embrace it because we only have two episodes left here. We don't want to, like, if this was, like, the middle of the run, I think it would be like, okay, let's stop down and complain about this. But we have 42 minutes, maybe 2 hours. I don't know how long the finale is going to be.
Yeah, right. And you're right. Listen, I'm not complaining like, oh, this is a bad episode of television.
But
I'm saying for the finale.
Insane.
Like, it's just, I'm like, man, y'all could have squeezed this in earlier in the season.
What the freaking hell?
So I'm kind of like, dang, y'all. It's like we use all the good stuff. Where's Daniel Hartman? Charles Forsman?
Yeah.
Bad guys. Travis Tanner?
Yeah, it's like we had it. Like Andrew Malik. It was right there last week.
Andrew Malik?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Andrew Malik could have been the big bad, right? Like last week's episode, I would have settled for that. This feels like you're really going to have to do a lot of like heavy lifting in the finale to give me in a place where I'm like, that felt like a complete story of Suits. Because this is very much Harvey versus Faye and Samantha. It just doesn't feel like the stakes are high enough for me to really be
like,
involved.
Mike and Harvey kept the biggest secret that they could keep other than like committing a murder for years, that they kept that secret. They have complete trust with one another. Then Faye comes along and says, I need you to represent me. And if you tell Mike, deals off, I'll know. You can't tell Mike. If you tell Mike, then that's it. No colluding and don't tell him. Like Harvey couldn't just be like, hey, Mike, Faye just made the dumbest deal ever. All I have to do is just beat you. And so let's concoct something where you make this grand gesture and then I say, like, objection, Your Honor, and then overruled. Mike, you lose. Like, just go through the motions. It would be the easiest thing ever. But for whatever reason, Harvey and Lewis, like, no. We made a deal with Faye. Our word is only as good as the agreement we gave to Faye.
Yeah, our word is our bond.
Harvey said, I regret no line I ever cross in my life in the last episode. Will not cross this line to destroy Faye.
Yeah, even Mike Roth asked him. He says, so Harvey, after all we've been through, you still don't trust me? Because this is definitely a trust exercise. This is, Harvey is going to tell you a thing. And this thing is something you have to hold and not act on, because if you act on it, everybody's going to, like, it's all going to fall apart. You're going to get disbarred. This is the Mike Ross secret all over again. But this time, Harvey's like, but I can't tell you. When in theory, you should be able to tell Mike anything. There's not one word that should be able to leave your mouth that you cannot tell Mike Ross. I mean, as long as Mike Ross is not working for you and you don't want Mike Ross to pull out his violin, this is perfect. This is the perfect opportunity. Samantha did fabricate evidence. Y'all already cheating. You know, Mike is already defending somebody. Y'all know it's guilty. You don't want to prove that. You know you probably could. So you're already avoiding doing all those things. Why the half measure? Sit down with Mike. Sit down. Get the whole crew together. ZSLWW Mike. All of y'all. Just sit down. Donna, sit down and just mock trial it. But Jay wasted a mock trial on trying to embarrass Faye in front of everybody. And it's kind of entertaining, but also I think it's a lot to do about nothing. This should be an open and shut case. You got the Wonder Twins are back together.
Yeah.
Form of Lotta Faye, and then call it a day.
And Mike was so butthurt about Samantha, but what was that, 4 episodes ago? I guess Harvey's mom passed away, and I guess Mike is just over it, but he was like furious. Like, he was ready to end the friendship with Harvey over the Samantha thing.
Yeah, Donna has to go to Mike at the funeral or at the repast and say, "Hey, Mike, I know you hate all of us because Harvey let Samantha cheat you or whatever, but just forgive him." And Mike's like, "Okay." And I forgive him so much that I'll go now help Samantha sue Faye to get her out of the firm. Because whatever their issues are, there is no bigger issue right now than Faye tearing this family apart. And this is so dramatic. This is so dramatic. Donna's like, "Faye, I just can't even look at your face." Like, Faye has only held y'all accountable for breaking rules. She hasn't done anything personal to y'all. She was a little rude to Donna, making her be a secretary. I'll give you that. But she's just like, "And if you hurt Harvey's feelings right now, so help me God, you're tearing away the only family that he knows." Or y'all could just stop colluding and stuff.
Yeah, this has been Donna all season. Like, she's like, "Faye, you better not. You better not be doing this. Like, you better.
I'm going to come for you next time." Like,
yeah, she's just like threatening people.
Yeah, but Donna, what you about to do? Mm-hmm. If Harvey, Jessica, all these other people can't get Faye, what you gonna fight her? You about to hit her? I just really don't understand it. Like, it's so unbalanced. Like, Donna's reaction to Faye is just like, you would have swore Faye came in and just like spat in Donna's face the way she hates her. And maybe it's just Donna defending her man. She's doing like the Rachel Riley. Like, if you want to come between me and my Harvey, you know, then maybe Faye has to reckon with that. But everybody else, I just feel like she just asked y'all to follow the rules, y'all. It's not like she came in and made personal attacks against any of you.
Yeah. I will say that for Donna and Harvey finally getting together, like, you know, I find it very tolerating, if that's the right word. But, you know, there's no schmoopy time whatsoever between Donna and Harvey. I guess it's like because they've already been married for like 10 years that just like, oh, we're just a thing now. Like, they're not even like lovey-dovey with each other. Like, this is like, you know, a month into dating. And they have like, you know, I guess they go home with each other. But then during the day, they're just like, "Hey."
Yeah. Like, so did you file those reports? "No, I don't file things." "Oh yeah, me neither." You know, like they don't really have anything. Like, it's like when they realized they didn't have anything to talk about. It's like, because y'all been together for 15 years. The only thing that changed between them since they've gotten together is that they're just having sex more frequently.
Yeah. Because they're more friends with benefits now.
Yeah, I think so. I think they were married before and now they're like friends with benefits, you know, because, you know, the benefits are outweighing the marriage definitely in this relationship.
Yeah, which is fine. And so we start the episode off with the flashback. Did we need the flashback to Harvey at the baseball game? Like, that's one of my least favorite things about the flashback, where it's like they tell us like exactly what happened at a story. And then we see the flashback that like exactly is what they told us happened. It's like,
it's like we kind of
you corroborated that story. Yeah, that was actually that is what happened.
I told you when Harvey's mom passes and we get the words that she died, you and I were like, "Well, what do we do next?" I'm like, "We gotta get a flashback. We have to get a flashback." But it was such a short flashback. This was literally like, "Hey, remember that time Harvey was a brat because his dad didn't show up and his mom was there to like taking all the all the blame?" That's kind of the story of their relationship throughout, you know. Mom cheats and Harvey yells at his mom and it's like, "Dad, you're better than that." He takes it on his mom all the time. It's, you know, him and his mom are finally on the right page, and then she passes away. And so that's one of his memories that we have to go back to before we see him give a beautiful eulogy to his mom, I guess I say.
Yeah, Chappelle, I don't think we've consistently had like one kid that has been young Harvey. And I think they're all bad. Not to say that the kids are bad actors, but none of them look remotely like Harvey. Like, you can't even like squint and like, "Oh yeah, I could see that.
I kind of see it. Yeah, Harvey should have just played young Harvey like Mike Ross did. You know,
when well, he did that one time, and it was very like Forrest Gump-esque, where he's like, he comes home and he looks exactly the same, and he's supposed to be like 20.
He's just got like black eyeliner on, like, I'm so brooding and dark. Oh my God.
Yeah, but like the young Lewis was so good, but all the young Harveys are just like a little off.
They don't even give them that much screen time. Like, young Lewis is a character in and of itself. It could be a spinoff, like young Sheldon. You know, like young Lewis. If there was a young Lewis, you and I could watch it. Yes. You know we would.
Yeah.
But young Harvey, there's nothing there.
And that
there
would be Pee-wee's Playhouse. Yeah, and young Harvey, his mom's like, well, Harvey, you know, look, hey, look, you know, your dad can't be here. You know, nobody's perfect. He's like, yeah, well, you know what, Mom? I was today. <It's>
like, I was. Dad didn't even see it. It's all your fault. God, I hate you. Ah! Dear God, Harvey, it's just baseball.
Did he pitch a perfect game and hit like six home runs?
He acted like he was just like, this was the biggest game of it. Yeah, he literally said, this is the biggest game of my career. Sir, you're 12. Get a grip.
Yeah. So he gives the eulogy and Mike is there. I'm excited to see Mike here for the eulogy, but they end up sucking Mike into everything that's going on with Samantha. Also, Marcus is here. He has like a letter that was on Mom's desk. We see that later on. We hear Mom read the letter. The letter has Grandma's ring that Mom wanted Harvey to potentially give to Donna.
Yeah, she knew grandmother would have loved Donna.
Does not seem like a grandma's ring kind of lady.
Oh, Donna? Yeah, Donna's gonna like keep the ring.
Yeah,
she ain't wearing that ring. You know, like Harvey gonna have to go and just, you know, sell a Ferrari or something like that to give Donna a ring. Because at this point, Donna could just, I mean, Harvey's been giving her millions of dollars for years.
So,
you know?
Can I say that just my own personal anecdote here? So once upon a time when I don't remember if I was like getting ready to propose to Nicole, to my wife. And this was like early-ish on. And so my mother-in-law, who's now is also has passed. But my mother-in-law at the time, she said, she took me aside and told me that, hey, it means a lot to Nicole. She wants, you know, my mother's ring to be so you can, you know, take the stone and set it up. And I'm like, okay. And she like put it like in like some kind of like contraband. Like she hid the ring inside of like a teddy bear. And then had Nicole mule this teddy bear like to me to like tell me like, hey, like give this to Rob that I so Nicole like trafficked this ring to me, and like I didn't know what to do. I'm like, I don't, does Nicole want this? And I had to eventually say to Nicole, hey, like do you want this ring? Like your mom says you want it. But do you want it? She's like, no, I don't want that.
Nicole, so you didn't propose. You were smart enough to not propose with that ring.
No, I'm not. I mean, I know my wife well enough that I'm like, I got to get a second opinion on this.
She looks at it like, oh, that ring looks elderly.
Yeah. But in the same instance, like Harvey's mom is like, give this to like, unless the woman getting the ring tells you this is what I want.
Mm-hmm. Harvey looked at the ring. He's very happy to get it. It's a very symbolic moment from his mom with the letter and all that good stuff. It's like he's talking to his mom from, you know, from the beyond. But yeah, you're right. Donna would wear that ring for Harvey, but she wouldn't wear that ring for herself. Donna is very, very wealthy and probably has a good idea of what the wedding ring she's going to buy for herself with Harvey's money is. And so make no mistake.
If you're looking for the ring that Donna wants, go find the ring that Rachel has. And I'm not talking about on Suits.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the Dutch. They call that ring the Duchess. I'm sure in all the catalogs.
The crown jewels, I think, would be probably what Donna is looking for. So
exactly.
I don't know if this is going to work.
She will purchase it.
Yeah.
She's going to do it. She's buying the ring herself. Harvey has never bought her a gift in his life. She has been buying those gifts with Harvey's money forever.
Yeah. Okay. So we have this whole saga going on with, all right, we got to get rid of Faye. And so it starts out with that, hey, Samantha Wheeler, wrongful termination suit. We got her. Let's go ahead. Mike, you represent Samantha, and we're going to take Faye down. And everything is looking good because I guess Faye did wrongfully terminate Samantha.
Yeah. Yeah. But Faye charges in and it's like,
I mean, technically she didn't. Technically she fired Samantha for very justifiable cause, but she didn't have the smoking gun.
Well, that's the thing. She kind of does have the smoking gun because she overheard Harvey and Samantha arguing anyway.
So objection, that's hearsay.
Well, that's the thing. We could just put Harvey on the stand. Why doesn't she say, okay, Harvey, you get on the stand. Now, did you know that did Samantha fabricate evidence? Were you led to believe that? Did I hear you say that? You know, I'm pretty sure if you put Harvey on the stand and force him to perjure himself, which we know they don't want to do, I'm sure Faye could get out of this one, which is probably why Harvey and Lewis have to play ball here. Because my thinking is Faye marches in and says, y'all are representing me now because Samantha is trying to sue me and y'all are going to be the ones to stop her. He's like, no, I'm not actually. She's actually going to sue you. And she's like, oh, well, if you do that, then I'm going to tell everybody that y'all be out here doing stuff. And so, God dang it, she's right. And she is. She heard Harvey say the words. It's Harvey's fault for yelling at Samantha in broad daylight like an idiot.
So she's like, okay, well, I'm going to be in big trouble. Harvey, you got to represent me. And it's like, yeah, right. He's like, well, I'll tell you what. You beat Mike. You beat this case. I'm out of your hair forever. But you can't tell.
You better not snitch.
And I know. Snitch. Like, and Faye, what a stupid idiot. Like, how could Faye, like, you are only here because you know these people break every single rule. And so unless this is like some sort of like final boss test that Faye has of like, okay, well, if you can follow the rules this one time, then I'll know that you are ethical. And so I will leave.
Oh, Rob, I think you just broke it. I think that might be happening in the finale.
You think so? Like where, like, do you think that Mike ultimately wins the case? And then, and then Faye's like, well, that's it. He's like, I guess we're done for. She's like, well, I can tell you didn't break that. I gave you one rule and you didn't break it. So now you're a real boy now.
Yeah. Like you passed the test. I thought you were, everything said, you know, break the rules. And even faced with all of that, you still didn't tell. And for that, I grant you three wishes. You know, you get your firm back. Jessica can come back and Robert Zane's name can get back on the wall. You know, like I feel like that might be it because they have to prove that Samantha fabricated evidence. And we know that Harvey can do that because Faye is the one who heard it. So, I mean, if they're going to avoid doing that, then they're going to have to play ball with Faye as much as they can. And if Mike decides that, you know, if Mike wins because they're avoiding just like putting the nail in Samantha's coffin, then I think it's going to be a situation where Mike wins the case, Faye's about to get sued, but I can get you to drop it if, you know, you have proven to me that you have not told Mike anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't tell Mike, you didn't tell anybody, you followed the rules, case closed, Faye's gone, ZSLWW's back at work, Harvey proposes with the ring, you know, it's all coming together.
Okay, so all this happens, and then, you know, Mike and Samantha, they're in with the judge, right? And then Lewis and Harvey come in and like, we're representing Faye. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Why do you that? Like, hey, shut up. We're here to play hardball. Faye's innocent. Samantha is a crook. Like, what? Yeah.
And here's our secret weapon. We got the bylaws. Now, judge, only look at this one page of the bylaws because this tells you exactly what you need to know. And Mike Ross, the encyclopedia of the world, is sitting there like, but on the very next page, it says, and he just starts rattling off the bylaws. And the judge is like, well, if y'all knew he knew all of this, why did y'all even bring this to my face? Don't come in here playing them games no more, and just like dismisses them. Like, hey, get out of here. Get out of here. Mike Ross and them are fine. That was such a weird move. To try to cite the bylaws against the judge in front of Mike Ross, who could write the bylaws verbatim right now with his eyes closed. Very weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what did they think was going to happen? Mike was going to be like, damn it, you're right. Like, yeah. What? No.
But he Mike... Mike is like kind of happy with it. He's like, oh, this is brilliant, because now you'll tank the case and we'll win. And this will be, and like, no, that's not what's going on here, Mike. I have to really represent Faye.
Yeah. We want to say
Faye's good. Samantha sucks.
Yeah. We love Faye. We love Faye. And Samantha's like, what is wrong with y'all? Are y'all okay?
And Mike and Samantha are both like, what is happening here?
Yeah. Even Katrina's kind of like, so what's exactly
everybody,
going on?
Everybody's like, what are we doing?
Why are we, so y'all love Faye all of a sudden? So y'all want to marry Faye? So y'all just, mm-hmm. You and Faye just cool like that, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
but I guess it makes as much sense as Mike, who went up against Samantha in the last thing and that he's representing her, so.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, that's very weird too. It's like, and so y'all love Faye all of a sudden and Mike loves Samantha? Mm-hmm. I'm just get out y'all way. Y'all wasting company time. There's billable hours here being wasted. Like, if I'm the judge, I'm like, so all y'all work together?
Yeah.
And y'all suing each other. All right, we're good. Just go home. Go home. We're not wasting no more time on this.
And like, earlier in this season, we had the good name, like Robert Zane's name is still up. Like, oh, what an ethical violation. What this law firm is the laughing stock of, like everybody knows about their predicament. And now this case is coming up. Like, how is this not like a media circus of, you know, they pick and choose when it's like, oh, everybody knows like what a dumpster fire it is over there.
Yeah, they had to pick the most discreet judge of all time, because I'm thinking, so this is ZSLWW that just had Robert Zane's name stripped off the wall, right? Okay, so SLWW. And have y'all talked to Jessica Pearson in a while? Oh, so she's just barred too, huh? Okay, and what do y'all want me to do? So the woman who got fired for being unethical because the bar sent in this ethical lady is now suing her for being unethical? And y'all cool with it? And she was unethical in the case against her lawyer that is her current lawyer right now?
Mm-hmm.
Her current lawyer, Mike Ross. That's the guy who she was unethical with. You're telling me she fabricated evidence against her current lawyer?
Yeah.
Who, and Harvey, you were his best man? Got it.
That's right.
Cool. All right. Yeah. This is fine. This is fine. This is normal. Mm-hmm. And somewhere Sheila's ass is like, I'm never going to get y'all recruits now. This is why I'm retiring to be a mom. Don't call me anymore. All the Harvard people are like, yeah, exactly. This was a good move. We pulled our people from Harvard. We're not doing the Harvard clause anymore. Let's go. Good luck with University of Arizona.
Okay. So we have the mock trial. And in the mock trial, we have like there Alex Williams like found some other like wrongful termination case from Faye's past. We don't really get a lot of background as to how he found it, but Harvey is just like goes off on Faye in the mock trial.
Yeah, it's like, isn't it true that you've been sued for wrongful termination? And she's like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, you've been sued for wrongful termination. She's like, that was sealed. He's like, yeah, I got it. And the whole time, Alex is like, I'll allow it. She's like, objection. He's like, nope, overruled. Like, this is a mock trial, so they can do what they want. So Faye's like, Lewis, you're my lawyer. Do something. He's like, I don't know. I don't see no problems. You know, I'm thinking, Faye, get the hell up and walk out of there. Like, stand up and walk out of there. This is a circus, literally, in front of all these grown-ass men and women. Y'all are lawyers. Have some dignity.
Yeah.
Sitting here just like, you bet your ass he is, because you just took the dignity of every chance you get. First, you stripped his title. Then you taking Gretchen from him. Not to mention, you made Donna a secretary. It's just like, okay, but is there any crime here? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all don't have nothing better y'all could be doing? You know, what did he say? You are a bitter, vindictive human being. Everybody here hates you. We hate you, Faye. Like, that bratty Harvey came right back out. It was baseball kid Harvey all over again.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of a mock trial. You could really just, like, lay into people.
Yeah, I was just getting you ready. Why doesn't she just walk away?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, so you deny that everybody hates you? Or you're on the stand. You're under oath, Faye. Tell us if everybody hates you. Do you have any friends? She's like, what? I come in to work. I don't care if y'all are my friends. This is business. I don't know y'all in real life. I just clocked in. But yeah, They just make this whole scene in front of everybody. So everybody now knows that Faye's awful and we all hate her.
Yeah. Okay. So Lewis was very moved by what Harvey said to Faye, though.
Yeah, Harvey hits him with the, like, and if you come after the men I love and Lewis lit, then I'm sorry. I'm just never going to. And Lewis is like, wait, did you say love? Because go back to that love part. He's like, I'm going to kick it back like you've never seen it before. And Lewis is like, okay, but you said you love me, right? What is that? And Harvey's like, I mean, I ain't say I loved you per se, but I mean, I do love you. And I'm like, all right. It feels a little cheap, Rob. It feels a little cheap. That's all I'm saying. We've been on this journey for a long time, and this is how we get into Lewis and Harvey, like bromance. Like, look, this is it.
We gotta wrap it up, you know.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Episode 133. So
yeah,
we get to the real trial, and we now Lewis is like, he's the pit bull, and he goes off on Samantha in the real trial.
Yeah, I mean, Harvey was like, I got to go in and cross-examine Samantha. But Lewis says, no, I got to do it because no one is meaner than me when I'm cornered. Now, Lewis, I don't know how exactly you're getting cornered if you're the lawyer, but fine. It's not like they have to remind us that Lewis is crazy because he hasn't been crazy in a while. And so he ends up going after Samantha on the stand. And he basically tells the truth. He's like, Samantha, aren't you defiant in that you got into arguments with everybody here within their first couple episodes of the season? And then you have a fight with literally everybody and you've been openly hostile and you do break the rules. And remember that time you tried to punch that guy in the face? And she's like, I'm gonna punch it for you. Like, what are you talking about? It's like, remember it was illegal and you wanted me to induce all that other stuff. She's like, so wait a minute. So you actually trying to beat me in this court case? She's like, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Samantha, catch up. We're in court. She goes to Mike Ross. She's like, I hate Lewis. Did you see what he said to me? Mike's like, I told you we're in court. What did you think they were going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also she's like, Mike, did you ever hear of objections?
He's like, I said it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I said it a couple times. She's so like, did you?
Katrina's like, Lewis, like, you know, what's going on here? Tell me what's happening.
He's like, Katrina, it's been a long day. I just can't tell you. It's Katrina like, all right, fine. Bye. You know, and then, because there's a moment where I thought Lewis was going to tell her, which, I mean, it would make sense. I mean, I know you're not supposed to tell anybody, but you could tell. You told Donna, you told Alex, you might as well tell Katrina. But Katrina does, you know, Harvey's like, Katrina? She's like, nope, I don't know anything, and walks out. But now she knows she needs to step in and help, and she has the evidence that they need. She just needs to slip it to Mike Ross on the Lolo because she does not know about the deal. She does not know that Harvey and Lewis are trying to get Faye out of there by helping her win this case. So she's just like, okay, well, I'll just help out. You know, this is my law firm too. What harm would it be in helping Samantha?
But this is like the ultimate like kangaroo court case of that every single person, the defendant or and the plaintiff are also the lawyers. So you go from you're cross-examining to then you're on the witness stand to objection, you're testifying. You know, it's just every single person in the case is also like a named person in the case.
Yeah. And then Samantha goes in. She does. I mean, not Samantha. Katrina goes in. She slips them this information about this sealed wrongful termination case that Faye has gotten sued for before. And of course, this has Faye on her heels. But then it's very apparent that like, oh, no, now that someone is colluding, someone needs to be punished. And now we need to prove that Samantha fabricated evidence to take her down. The problem here is that it was Katrina who did it. So Harvey goes to Katrina. Is like, Katrina, you messed up. You did all this stuff. You weren't supposed to go behind my back. He's obviously feeling the effects of, you know, grief from his mom. And he kind of talks crazy to Katrina. The Katrina goes and does the weirdest thing ever. She goes and tells Faye, hey, it was me. I colluded. Just don't make them come after Samantha and try to get her thrown in jail for fabricating evidence. It's like, okay, hold on. Pause. You colluded against your own law firm? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bet. You're fired. And now I'm thinking, are they going to enter Katrina as a wrongful termination
witness.
As well?
Free her to witness in.
Is she going to be in the case?
Chappelle, episode one, this show started. Everybody was normal, and
Mike Ross was a fraud.
Cut to episode 133. Everybody else is a fraud. Mike Ross, really the only honest broker here.
Pretty normal Mike Ross.
The only person, I believe, who is not committing any fraud here.
Yeah, I mean, you got Katrina, of all people, to actually fold. And Katrina has been pretty, you know, lawful, if you will, in comparison to everybody else. And so now they're like, Katrina's like, I guess I got to do something since everybody's just walking around acting like it's normal that Harvey and Lewis are helping Faye beat Mike. This doesn't make any sense to me. And so, Faye ends up firing Katrina.
Yep.
And I guess one episode before the last episode of the season, Katrina is no longer a senior partner. Can Faye just do that? I'm pretty sure Katrina is now going to be a witness at the Samantha trial, but okay.
So there's one other scene at the end of the episode where Mike and Harvey get back together. It's just like the good old days. And they're having a drink together and talking about like all the good times.
Donna goes to Mike and says, Mike, I know you and Harvey are up against each other and Harvey's being really weird and taking care and helping out Faye, but he really needs a friend right now. He just lost his mom. And so, yeah, they're there. We have Batman and Robin back together. They're cheersing and drinking and talking about the good old days and talking about Rachel. And Mike even offers Harvey a spot as his junior associate or junior partner, which is pretty funny, pretty rich. And then Harvey returns the favor by doing something also equally funny. He subpoenas Mike Ross.
He's like, oh, by the way, here, I'm like, what is he giving him? The ring? Like, what is he here? Right. I have something for you. He's like, okay. Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's a subpoena. We're going to call Mike Ross to the stand?
Right.
Why?
Because Samantha, the evidence that she fabricated was against Mike Ross.
I guess so.
Her own damn lawyer.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So then we're going to bring her own lawyer to testify. Like, Mike.
Can he testify against her?
Did the thing that Samantha said she had about you exist? Objection.
Objection. This is my own client. I can't. Can I? I don't know. So yeah, Mike Ross is like, at this point, he's furious because he's thinking, why are you doing this? It's like, Harvey, right now, we're best friends. You can trust me with any secret in the world. Tell me why you're doing this. And Harvey's like, I'm sorry. I just can't. I cannot. And then the episode ends and I guess the cliffhanger is, what the hell is about to happen when Mike Ross gets on the stand?
I guess so. Mike. And rightfully so.
Right. What is going on?
Like, Harvey could just tell him.
Yeah. Just tell him. Fine. Tell him the lie. Mike Ross, lie. You've been lying. Lied and lied. You went through that entire trial about you being a fraudulent lawyer without perjuring yourself one time.
Yeah.
That man went through that entire trial without perjuring himself. If you could get through the point blank question of, are you a fraud? Yes or no? Yeah. Although, then you could get through this.
And I know Harvey has a lot going on in terms of grieving, but he doesn't even get into Mike. Hey, and you know what happened last week? You know your a-hole cellmate, Kevin Miller? Do you know what he did?
Right.
He turned on us.
Mike, Kevin Miller turned on us. You need to drop this case because Kevin Miller, he sucks.
Yeah.
How about that? Like, Mike probably be like, all right, I got you. You know, like, at best, they could have settled and Katrina would have got $3 million and Faye would have kept her job. And then Harvey would have been able to say, look, we beat her. It's all good. $3 million, you keep your job, it's fine. But Faye wants to take Samantha down and she needs Harvey to do it. And they can't tell Mike. And now we're at the finale. It's Harvey. It's Mike. He's on the stand. And I feel like a lot of hard questions are about to be asked just to save Samantha's job.
Maybe. Maybe. Yes or no, is Faye getting slow motion arrested in the next episode?
What? She better not. And we find out this whole time Faye has been a criminal. Like, what?
Faye, there's one That's thing you didn't for you didn't think of.
Uh-huh. Remember that time
you're going to jail.
Embezzling money. It's like, what?
Yeah. You can't do this to me.
You can't do this
You'll
to
never
me.
Work in this town again.
Yeah. I'm gonna call the bar right now. Call him from
Good luck.
Charles Forsman's cell.
Sean Cahill runs the bar now. Yeah. Last call for you, Faye.
Say hi to Charles Forsman in the pool hall, you know.
Andrew Malik.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Chappelle, there are just two Liddy Awards to give away.
Yeah, and I don't know.
And
who
this
to give
one's
it to
not
this
easy.
This one is the hardest one of so far in my mind. Because who is anybody winning anything at this point? Like who? What? Katrina, you're fired, so you're out. Samantha, you don't have a job, you're mm-hmm. out. Harvey, you're helping Faye, you're out. Donna, you've done nothing, you're out. Alex.
Lewis? Alex Williams, I mean, he was the Lewis judge.
Yeah, he was the judge. He helped find the last time that Faye was sued for wrongful termination. He mm-hmm. did uncover that. I don't know if I can give it to anybody that's involved in the Faye case. It just, what's happening?
Not like, even who, Mike.
What has Mike done? Except, like,
he didn't do anything
subpoenaed.
Wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, but he got subpoenaed by the end of the episode. The big win for Mike.
Who would you give it to?
Alex? We got
to
give it to somebody, but I can we give it to Harvey? He's basically losing in life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda. Gretchen was there.
Yeah.
Remember that time Gretchen was like, hey, Katrina, good job helping Harvey out while he grieves.
She's on the screen. Yeah. Okay.
Rob, we have to pick somebody.
Okay.
And don't just pick anybody. You gotta make
a case. Alex did come up. He did get the dirt that was on Faye. He is not somehow like tarnished by all of this. So there's no chance that he's fired at the end of this.
Yeah. After tomorrow's episode, Alex Williams will still be a partner at this law firm based off of everything that we know. I cannot say that about at least three people on this show.
Yeah. Okay. So Liddy for Alex Williams. I think first of season 9 for him.
Is it? I mean, dear God, was he up to 2?
Yeah. You know, Patty had sent me she's like working these in real time. Patty, mm-hmm. we are recording the finale on Thursday at 4. So we will be all caught up with our Liddies at that point in time. But Patty had sent me the entire entire sheet. We're ready to go.
Yeah, and we can just like add the last couple in there to calculate. She mm-hmm. gave us all the rundown. Patty, I know we're not done yet, but an invaluable part of this team. Thank you so
much.
Could
not have gotten here without
her.
Yes.
Could not have done it without Patty and a lot of our associates as well. But yeah, this is the Liddy for Alex Williams, probably Liddy number maybe 3 at max.
Yes. This is, I believe, number 2 overall. For,
look at him.
No, I'm sorry. So he did get one in this. So number 2 on this season, and then he and that was his first. So second overall.
Go Alex Williams. A late push, but you know a push nonetheless.
He could tie Harvey and Katrina for the season 9 lead if he gets the Liddy in the finale.
Huh. Well, I don't see that happening. But good luck.
Good luck.
Maybe Katrina gets it, you know, maybe. Her last stand. Katrina's last stand.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we had some mentions of Top Gun, but overall, not a ton of references. How come Mike Ross, whenever he comes back, he's just like all like, Harvey, you're a douche.
Yeah. Like, Harvey, you're dumb. Harvey, you got like an ugly face.
Like, I don't know. I feel like in the first 7 seasons of the show, I feel like how many times did Mike call Harvey a douche? And then every time he comes back, he's just like, you're a douche.
Yeah, Harvey, you're old. Harvey, you're dumb. He's like, oh, okay, Mike, we get it. Y'all are kids. They're like, mm-hmm. they look little, like they to rib each other and neg each other. But yeah, it's getting old. You know, we did have Batman and Robin reference. We also had a Superman reference in this episode. But yeah, and I think even A Few Good Men, you know, mm-hmm. talked about it. Yeah. Lewis has never seen Top Gun. We know this.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Chappelle, did you happen to watch the Golden Globes the other night and see our Suits heroes back together?
I was very excited to see the cast of Suits on the Golden Globes because I do think that we need to take some credit for this. And they did tell some jokes about like, imagine your career just taking off after, or it's like you finding massive popularity years and years after you've done the work. Does anybody else relate to that? And it's like, ha, 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 ha.
Yes.
But at the same time, I also forgot that how awkward the award show presenters are.
Yeah.
And so it was very jarring not seeing them be Mike Ross, Harvey, Donna, and Jessica. There was no goddamns here. It was just kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And where was Rick Hoffman?
Yeah. No one wanted Lewis Litt. No one wanted Lewis Litt. That's interesting. I hadn't even thought about that. Oh,
what
was the British guy? Not the the other British Lewis. What was his name with the big ears?
Okay. Well, yeah. What about him?
He's in Succession.
Is he?
I think so. In the episode where they're picking the president, I was like, hey, that's the guy with the cat. I don't know. It caught me off guard. I wasn't prepared. I was like, wait a minute. Rob didn't tell me this.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been having a lot of random sightings of these people. But yeah, I was shocked to see that there was no Rick Hoffman as Lewis Litt.
Is he the guy that is like the Steve Kornacki?
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. Is he the guy that gets his eyes?
He gets wasabi in his eyes. Yes. Yes. He gets wasabi in his eyes and then soda or water with lemon.
Yes.
Strong lemon.
LaCroix.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was him.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, he was, I'm trying to see what his name was. Was he Nigel or some Darwin? No, he's Darwin. Darwin was his name. Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that guy was in there. I saw him like recently. Anytime now that since we've gone through this journey for Suits,
yeah.
Every time
he was Nigel
on
Suits, he was Darwin on Succession.
Okay, that makes sense. I was like, I don't think they said his name too many times on Succession, but on Suits, he's definitely Nigel. Every time I see one of these Suits characters in the wild now, I'm like, oh, it's you. I swear I saw Daniel Hartman the other day, and I can't tell you where he was at, but I definitely saw him, and I was like, when does Rob know about this?
Yeah. Okay, all right, let's take some questions, some feedback. I see already there's a lot of finale feedback. I haven't read it, but I see that it's there. Okay, all right, Leslie says, how many people does Faye have to fire before everyone just quits and starts a new firm? At this point, I hope the show ends with everybody starting a new chapter somewhere else. Thanks for 4 great months of daily podcasts. It's been so fun to watch the show alongside y'all.
Oh, thanks. No, I agree. At some point, like, Faye's like, I'm going to fire you off from this law firm. The law firm that they basically own. You know, it's Harvey, Lewis, Samantha, Alex. They own the law firm. They're the name partners. They put the money in. So you can't just, can you just fire them for their own stuff? So it's like, okay, just go start another one. I don't understand the big issue.
Yeah. Law firms are like podcasts, Chappelle.
What do you mean?
Fire from one podcast, just start another.
I mean, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Fire from one with you and started another one with you, right? Two with
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
About to get fired from this one. It looks like in a couple of days, look, we're running out of suits, babe.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean we're not going to just go start a new law firm.
Yeah, let's go start a new podcast. Rob, we still have to figure out what that is.
Okay. David says, why did Harvey's mom need to die? To bring Mike back? I feel like that they could have just called him. And did they even make an excuse for Rachel not being at the funeral? Were you expecting, hoping for any other cameos to be there? Should Rachel have been at Mike's mom's funeral? Harvey's mom's funeral.
I think in theory, yes. But because we know
she also does live in Seattle.
So does Mike. I mean, this is a family, you know? But Rachel knew Harvey before she knew Mike Ross.
Mm-hmm, but
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's not like they
Harvey
just
is
they,
his mentor, you know. Is Rachel to Harvey like that relate like your old boss's mom died, you're going to fly across the country?
Okay, fair, but also Rachel's dad is Robert Zane. Where was Robert Zane at the funeral?
Was he there? Know? Yeah, he was in the episode. He was in the episode.
Yeah, he was in the episode. He was Samantha's plus one for her court trial.
Yeah. Okay. Then I don't know why they had to kill Mike, Harvey's mom. I guess they just wanted to wrap up that story, but they didn't have to do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, they had to clean it all up.
Need that baseball flashback. Okay, and then last chance. What do you think is going to happen next? How are we going to spend the last episode? Will we be celebrating or crying? What's our finale predictions?
Harvey proposes. Gotta happen.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Chekhov's ring is here.
Lewis and Sheila get married.
We get the like the Mike and Rachel wedding, like last 5 minutes is a wedding.
Uh-huh. And Harvey's gonna propose at the wedding.
Yeah. Okay.
Samantha wins this case.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't because maybe her and Alex, because they're like family now. They started their own law firm, and Donna and Harvey ride off into the sunset. Lewis does something. I don't know. I really haven't figured out what's going on with Alex, Lewis, and Samantha, but I'm pretty sure that Harvey's getting engaged, Donna's getting engaged, and Lewis, well, and of course Sheila's ass is going to get engaged as well. But I just don't know, like, as far as like the law firm goes, what happens next to ZSLWW?
I think, yeah, we gotta wrap things up with Faye. I do wonder if maybe, like, in the end, Harvey needs to, like, sacrifice himself and ultimately, like, retire from the law. That's, like, ultimately, like, Faye's sacrifice. And I don't know what Harvey and Donna ride off into the sunset, potentially leaving, like, Alex and Katrina and Lewis to stay at the law firm.
Yeah, I mean, Katrina's unemployed, so they got to get her back into the into the fold anyway. But yeah, maybe Harvey gets disbarred. Every other name partner that we've known, grown to know and love at this firm, you know, the person in charge has fallen on their sword for whatever fraud that they've done, and then also lost their license. And so he would.
Has
be
Donna
joining-
ever been to Paris? Can we take her, like, go travel the world, go on the Amazing Race?
Yeah, they could definitely go to Paris. Yeah, after Harvey gets disbarred, they go to Paris. There's a lot to predict here. We just know Faye won't be working here anymore. Like, Faye's she's out. She's going back to the bar or whatever she's doing.
Okay. Chappelle, what do we got going on over on Facebook?
Well, if anybody has not heard through all these hundreds of episodes, we do have a Facebook group. And, man, you know, it's a tight-knit group over there on Facebook. But I don't know how
it's
long
too late.
We're going
to
have.
It's too late. If you listen to 133 episodes and you didn't join the Facebook group, don't join.
Yeah, don't. No, you can still join. You can still join. Don't listen to Rob. Yeah, it's a lot of Golden Globes talk. A lot of Golden Globes talk.
You know, for 133 episodes, I've been on the fence. All right, you know what? You got me. Although maybe, you know, maybe it's like, well, I don't want to get spoiled on anything. So maybe,
right.
Maybe that's a reason. Then you can join, but. If you were like I have on the fence for 133 episodes, come on.
I've been gatekeeping the Facebook page for a very long time to make sure there were no spoilers. But in case you have been wondering,
how many members do we have, Chappelle?
420.
Oh, wow.
You know it. And so because of that, yeah, a lot of our Suits associates have been talking about the Golden Globes.
In fairness, that's why I don't want people to join.
Yeah, so 420 is just a solid round number that really speaks to me specifically. Yeah. And so I'm just going to leave it.
I mean,
at
think
that.
Of all the times that the people on Suits did the pot.
Yeah, the weed. Mm-hmm. I think that's, yeah, there's a certain level of synergy there with us stopping at 420 people. We have to cap it right there. But yeah, Golden Globes talk, questions about a Suits reboot. I think Patrick J. Adams had hinted at being willing to, you know, put the suit back on if he's necessary.
Going on?
I don't think he has anything going on, honestly. Mm-hmm. So come on back home, Pat. Let's make it happen. Oh my God. Yeah. And then a lot of other people talking about, like, what happens next? You know, people are starting to question, you know, where we're about to take this train. And so I'm very excited to see it too.
Okay. All right. Chappelle, anything else you want to say before we come back with the finale?
Just to thank everybody and to just, you
know. What a ride.
Oh, right. No, seriously. This has been an amazing time. We've done this every day of my life for the last several months, and I would not trade it for the world, Rob. Thank you for letting me do this with you, and thank you all for listening. This has been fun, but we got one more episode before we put this away for good.
All right. We will be back with episode 134 in our next recap of Suits Season 9. Episode 10, when we come back, we'll be dropping in your podcast feeds Friday morning as we talk about the finale and answer all of your feedback questions at suitspodcast.com/feedback. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Enjoy the finale.